Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th, with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School on a Tuesday again. Hope you're safe from this weather because it is doing a thing out there. But through all of this, this is a big weekend for the Pro Volleyball Federation and what's been going on. It was free agent time. And the Pro Volleyball Federation champion, Omaha Supernovas, this is the restructuring after year one winning the title and knowing what the league is and the standard of the league, the quality of the league, and then how to represent Nebraska and volleyball and women in the sport at the highest level. And all eyes were drawn to it throughout the course of my time in Nebraska. You meet certain people and you go, okay, that's a star. That's a star. You get to watch them grow. Some of them leave town and find success elsewhere. Some of them grow in other places. And then the universe merges and brings them back to a place where something good happens. And throughout the stops in the Pro Volleyball Federation, one of the joys of getting to call each of the Supernova games and matches is that you run into these young people, and we welcome one of the new additions to the Omaha Supernovas and welcome her back to Nebraska. Kayla Caffey joins us on Old School. Kayla, first of all, congratulations. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Listen, through the process, right? And I was just saying that it part of the joy is to watch young people grow and develop in this space, and watching you in your time in the Federation, year one, not knowing what it was and what it was going to be. Now we have an understanding that not only do we know what this is, but that you belong. Like, you belong. You played your tail off. First of all, tell us about year one in the Pro Volleyball Federation. How big was it to be the icons and now the heroes that young women all across the country look up to?
Yeah, year one was so special. Like, I'm forever grateful to have gotten to be a part of the inaugural season of PVF. It was really cool just seeing, like, how everyone came out and supported professional volleyball, like, because we didn't really know what this was going to look like. I mean, we knew that we college volleyball had a following, but it was just really cool that everyone in all the city we traveled to really rallied around. I was at the Grand Rapids Rise, and it was a really cool experience and really something that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Kayla, it was interesting because we were there early in the year, and to watch that crowd accept you, and that's such a really cool building, and to find folks that, one, would stay after matches just to take a picture and get an autograph for you, but to watch the young ladies look up and just in total awe of these new superheroes that they could root for. I mean, this is the game now that you have created a path that didn't exist.
Yes.
I'm going through the notes for the year. I'm going through the notes for the year. And when you came back to Nebraska, when you came back to Omaha and you got to see this crowd, you knew that Nebraska loved its volleyball. We didn't know that it was going to show up that way. Compare Nebraska, Omaha's crowd to the rest of the Federation and what you saw as you traveled.
I mean, there's no doubt that Nebraska is the epicenter, the focal point for volleyball across not even just the country, but the world. Like, the fans, there are so many. They come out in droves, and they love their volleyball. I mean, we've seen it down in Lincoln at the Devaney Center, and they showed up the same way for the CHI Center, and they showed up every time. Every time we played Omaha, it was a packed stadium. So really, really cool, but also not surprising at all. They love volleyball in the state of Nebraska.
Through all of this in year one with the championship, and you had the ability as a free agent to make a decision and be a part of where you were going to play in 2025. Why Omaha for you?
So everyone's been asking this, and I've been saying the same thing. They were the first one to reach out to me, and it just really meant a lot to me. I had a good conversation with Bird, who's the head coach, and Diane, and I just felt like it was a really good fit. Diane shared with me that she came from Nebraska and their volleyball program she was familiar with, and a lot of way that they shaped the Supernovas program was similar to the way that they shaped the Nebraska program. It was just attacking it as, you know, total athlete, mind, body, nutrition, all of that stuff, not just like, oh, what can we do and practice to get better, but like really recognizing that the athlete is just a total package that you have to adhere, like, care to. So I really just like that coming from that environment and that system, and I just thought it was going to be a really good fit. So I'm really excited for the season. I think it's going to be really good.
Have you talked to any of your former teammates about the federation? And if you have, what do you say about this new league, this new federation?
Well, anyone who asks, I mean, I'm trying to convince them to play. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, you have to play. It's so cool to just be at home and playing and get to see your family and your friends. And it is really cool looking up in the stands and seeing little girls, because I remember being that little girl, like, going to games and just watching and just fangirling, thinking it was the coolest thing ever. So I'm always trying to convince, like, players who maybe are overseas or even just, like, have...
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th. With epic deals exclusively for Prime members, you'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow. I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Been playing for a few years because overseas wasn't for them to come and play.
Through all of it, like the importance of having your family be able to get to you, being close enough for friends, but for you, the comfort of playing in this country and the value of it, because there is importance to having this league. How much was it an additional burden to carry this league? Because if you folks got it wrong, that it may not ever happen again. But you put on such an exceptional show that this league is on strong footing. Was that a part of it for you? Did it ever come to your mind that, you know what, we better make this work?
Oh, definitely. We talked about that all the time. Like, I think we had this sense of, like, this is way bigger than us. Like, we have to perform and we have to come out here and put on a good show every night, even if we don't feel like it, because there's generations of girls under us who need us to do that so that this league can be something for them. Like, it's not just about us in this moment. So that was definitely a little bit of pressure, not a burden, but a little bit of something that we were thinking about each game.
We're talking to Kayla Caffey, formerly of the Grand Rapids Rise, now of the Omaha Supernovas. And Kayla, a part of me wants to call you Miss Caffey, because as a teacher in waiting, Is that a thing that is that a part? How close is that to your heart that you're going to be an educator? You built yourself to be an educator. And, you know, what happens maybe in Omaha that maybe you'll start poking around and looking at schools and young people to lead?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, education is really close to my heart. I mean, my mom's an educator, which is what made me want to do that. And I have other family members who also are in education as well. But every time I step foot into a classroom, I'm just reminded how much I love it. And that's why I do it, honestly. Like, I love getting in and substitute teaching, even though I don't need to do it. It's just something that I genuinely have a passion for. I love just helping and seeing, like, students grow and just building those relationships. If I had time during season in Omaha, I would definitely sub just because it is really, really rewarding for me to do. But I don't think I'm going to have much time. But hopefully through some community service projects, I can still connect with the youth of Omaha.
With Diane and Jeff and Coach Bird, I have a sneaky suspicion that they're going to find your way into many classrooms around Omaha and the state itself, because that's part of what they do. That's been a big part of the Supernovas action was to be in the community. Long game. If we had said to you 10 years ago, hey, listen, Kayla, you're going to be a teacher and a professional volleyball player, what would you say to young Kayla?
What would I say to young Kayla?
Yeah.
A teacher and a professional volleyball player. I would say, wow, that sounds pretty awesome. Like, that sounds like the dream come true. Like, you get to do both things that you love to do. So you can't beat that.
It's amazing to watch, because even with you on the other side of the net perspective, watching the Supernovas and what happened here, and then with the Federation, the talent level, people always want to ask about the difference in talent level. And I'm like, no, it's a different game. The electronics changed the game. The size of players changes the game. Style of play all changed the game. How would you describe this type of pro women's volleyball? Because the Federation, with its electronic, plays a different kind of game. Like the substitution, the substitution pattern certainly plays into it with the limited number, less time chit-chatting about bad officiating calls.
Yeah, for sure. Personally, I kind of don't really see that big of a difference. And maybe it is because I've been playing pro for a while. I think maybe, like, for rookies, like, they might, who are closer to college, might be able to say, oh, yeah, like, I've noticed this big difference. But, like, for me, I'm not really noticing that big of a difference, which is really cool that it's pretty seamless. And I guess that means they're doing a good job mimicking other professional leagues. So I also played in Puerto Rico and did AU Pro, too. So, yeah, overall, it's just been really great and just really excited to get going this next season.
It's so funny. Kayla Caffey, the professional veteran. That is such a really cool thing to say, knowing that this journey has paid off. So as far as you know to your schedule, when do you get back to Nebraska? When do things start for you?
I'm actually not sure. I'm waiting for them to tell us the report date. But I'm sure I'll take a visit down there and hopefully get in the gym a little bit and train. Just whenever they're going to allow us to do that. So I'm still waiting for that date, but I'm not sure. Last season it was January 1 is when I had to report to Grand Rapids, and we had training camp like a week or two before that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be quite the run. Kayla, again, exceptional to watch you as a pro. It's even more exceptional to know that you're going to be wearing the Omaha Supernovas colors this year. And that we get to call your games and matches. Looking forward to you, and I know this community is looking forward to having you back in it.
Yay! Thank you so much. I'm excited too. I can't wait.
Kayla Caffey, newest member of the Omaha Supernovas. Kayla, thank you. We will see you when you get here with Word to Break. And it looks like Jay Foreman's in the building. We'll have more Old School here on The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.